So you're shouting there that Manchester United fans are sexy. Is that a personal take? Is it research driven? Fionnuala Corbett, have you lost it? What's going on?
Researchers. Oh, I don't know where they're from, but what they did was they set up 20 Tinder profiles and the same photos, names, ages and hobbies for both women and men. The only thing they changed was the team, the Premier League team they supported.
Oh.
Okay. So that research shows that if you're a Man United fan, you'll be doing very well on Tinder because they've come top of the table of the sexiest fans in the Premier League and the most likely to get a hookup on Tinder. Who else? Who do you reckon makes the top five?
By sheer numbers, Liverpool.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of going off the top teams. Maybe Arsenal is in there. Possibly Spurs.
Yep.
Leicester?
No sign of Leicester in the top five. You've got Liverpool, Arsenal, Man City.
And
Tottenham following Man United. Who are the least sexy Premier League fans? Do you want to hazard a guess?
Oh, I don't want to offend anyone. So I'll just let you read factual.
Factual. Bad news if you're a Norwich fan.
All right. Sorry. Okay.
You've been found to be the least likely to get a date on Tinder. So maybe if you're wondering why it's not going well for you and people are swiping the wrong way, well then take down the fact that you're a Norwich fan.
There'll be people getting Man United shirts now to increase their numbers on Tinder and their swipes and super likes. But what else could you support? Maybe not a football team or a sports team, but what could you support in Ireland that would make you a little bit sexier?
I'd say someone who supports, and it's not necessarily, you know, unique to Ireland at all, but if you support a good carvery,
right,
very attractive in a person. End up down with the carvery snobbery that some of you seem to engage in.
Fionnuala on Tinder, left, left, left. Someone standing at a carvery, super like, super like, super like. Is there carvery snobbery?
Oh, I've come across it.
Oh,
yeah, and I'm not a fan.
I wouldn't like that. So, someone who supports a good carvery. Instantly sexy for you. I want to have your babies. You love spuds and roast and gravy and pepper sauce all over it.
And more than what the plate can hold in food amounts.
David Fionnuala with you, including Finbot. Now, here is where we stand with Finbot so far. So, polite Finbot.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
There is abrupt Finbot.
Stop.
There is sometimes inappropriate Finbot.
I love the drama.
There is always inappropriate Finbot.
Are you bald?
Are you bald?
Are you bald?
She does not like bald men.
There is also
self-indulgent Finbot.
You know what? I'm a ride with brains and there is nothing wrong with that. I'm not letting you away with the I don't like bald men comment because that's just patently untrue.
Let the record show. The laughing at.
Are you bald?
Are you bald?
Are you bald? It's not a statement.
Are you bald?
It's not judging anyone. It's not portraying any sort of dislike. And I will not let it be said that I would ever challenge someone who is follically challenged.
Let me exchange bald for a idiot. So if you were to go, are you an idiot? That is the same as...
Are you bald? Are you bald? Are you bald?
The laughing through it.
I feel you're get me into trouble. If you're out there and
you're
follically challenged, know that I love you as much as anyone else.
Well done to you. Two more that I'd like to add in today.
Right.
One is this one, and this one is up for debate because of a couple of different factors. I don't think it suits Finbot. But, however...
If you support a good carvery, very attractive in a person.
Couple of issues there. There's music under it. Don't think Finbot will accept that. And there's also me going... as well.
That's a very good, yeah. If you support a good carvery, very attractive in a person.
Would you be willing to read that again?
Oh, do you re-recording for Finbot? I mean, yeah, because I'm always open to any sort of mention of carvery and any chance I get, you know, if I was to be... there's a few things I'd like to be brand ambassador for, but I think I'd be a good carvery brand ambassador. So there you go. Yeah, that's
okay,
fine.
That's up for debate. Right. This one is not up for debate and it's going straight into Finbot's computing brain. And you don't know this is common, but...
She is a big fan of your behind.
The latest addition to Finbot.
She is a big fan of your behind.
There you go.
She is a big fan of your behind.
No debate.
Know that's from.
What do you make of it?
She is a big fan of your behind.
Are you satisfied with the latest addition to Finbot's computing brain?
Are you trying to get me up on some sort of harassment charges or something? Because I can foresee that being used massively inappropriately.
Not at all. If I wanted to take you up on harassment charges, I'd do this with the audio.
She is a big fan of your behind. What is wrong with you? What is wrong? Oh, like... I can just for okay. I'm actually.
You're such a creep, Fionnuala.
What behind?
Stop it, Fionnuala. How dare you?
It's gonna make me so much more reluctant to take any time off because I will never know the date or the time when you will be speaking to someone and not even admit that I'm not even there, and like some you know, some male celebrity,
the big
or female celebrity.
The
actually.
Big plan is that you're off one day. And that we've scheduled a big interview. And it's just, oh, it's Stephen Fionnuala here. And I have all the bits to make a weird interview. Just enough to creep them out, but not too much to think that you're not there. That is the master plan of Finbot. More updates to come.
She is a big fan of your behind.
Loud Luxury. Brando. Body.
No, hang on now.
On the lift.
We're going to set down some rules.
Radio.
Because the purpose of Finbot is to, you know, add some atmosphere and enjoyment when I am not actually here.
Right.
But you're opening me up to many allegations of confusion and things being taken out of context if we have Finbot when I'm actually in the studio.
Behind.
So stop it. Now, Finbot gets let out on the days when I'm off. Which are going to be few and far between now that I'm constantly living in fear of you taking me out of context and getting me into trouble.
I don't think my mother has given me such an eight in the last 10 years if you've just given me there. I fully deserve it. But, come on. Behind.
I do. I just think that people are listening and they think I'm actually saying that in real time. You know?
Behind.
Which I'm not.
087-1-10207. People show, let the people vote. Should Finbot only be used on occasions that Fionnuala is not here? Or can it be used like some salt and pepper, sparingly, throughout the week? Some days you use no salt and pepper. Some days you might use all of it. Can we do that instead?
No, this is a... Oh, look, it's a question of my credibility here, you know?
The Punday Game. Now, Fionnuala, I started off by giving you the question but not the punchline. Why should you... date an undertaker?
Is it having to do with them having access to funeral sandwiches?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
A good point made. No idea.
No, I really don't.
Why date an undertaker?
Yeah.
Because they will be the last person in the world to let you down.
Come on. Like, I have heard that before. Last song we played, the 1975 Chocolate, took the liberty. Looking up. Couple of chocolate themed jokes.
Nice.
Gas like that. What did the astronaut say when he stood on a chocolate bar?
Is it something to do with Mars?
Yes.
Oh, but I don't know what the punchline is.
I just said foot on Mars.
Oh.
Hey.
Well
terrible.
Done.
Absolutely terrible. What do you call a sheep covered in chocolate?
Why do I feel I've heard this one before?
Because you surely have, because it's awful.
Oh, go on.
A chocolate bath. I know.
I'd like to roll back and say that I didn't hear that one, but I am enjoying it. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hatch.
Hatch you. Oh, no, don't even.
What?
Hatch you.
You can't pull out of the joke like that.
Yeah, okay, fair.
We
sorry.
Will start again, right. Even though you now know the punchline. Knock, knock, Fionnuala.
Who's there?
Hatch.
Hatch who?
Bless you.
Absolutely. Appalling. That's the standard we have at the Punday Game. It is, I'm going to say, my favourite time of the week. I don't know if I can speak for Dave, but it certainly gets Monday off to an ideal start.
Thank you to texter ending 07 that sent the bless you on in. I smiled from ear to ear when I seen it. We're into round two of today's edition of the Punday Game. Fionnuala fell for the knock-knock joke. She pulled out, but then we made her go back in because we couldn't miss it. Knock, knock, who's there? Hatch? Hatch who? Bless you.
A classic. Carol is in with a good one. She asks, how do soccer players stay cool when they're playing on a hot day?
Neil Sagan.
They stand near the fans. Carol, I love you.
Well,
thank you,
Carol,
very much.
I'll ask the studio audience to clap. Thank you, studio audience.
Another text. Why do cows lie down in the rain together?
Once again, Neil Sagan.
To keep each other dry.
Okay, that was poor.
That was very good.
That was poor.
That's very good.
Ger tells us he's developing a fragrance for introverts and very shy people. Do you want to know what it's called?
I couldn't even guess.
Leave me the pho cologne. Fionnuala's dead. Fionnuala is
That's
finished.
Very good. That's very good, but I appreciate how careful you had to be when reading that on air.
I didn't want to tell you that came from Ger, but I can assure you I was practicing it many times inside my own head. Let's hear from Donal Burke.
Somebody broke into my garage and stole my limbo stick. I mean, how low can you go, like?
Donal, a cracker. We'll finish on this one for now. This comes from Shane. An Irish priest is driving along a country road when the guards pull him in. The guard immediately smells alcohol on the priest's breath and he notices an empty wine bottle on the seat. The guard says to the priest, have you been drinking? Just water, says the priest. The guard replies, then why do I smell wine? Quickly, the priest looks at the wine bottle and goes, good Lord, he's done it again.
Wow, okay, fun day game.
Today's Blender Bingo Ball was jobs. The topic was jobs. Scientists came out. I haven't had time to put the intro on this, so this kind of needs a lead-in. What I had wrote and didn't get to edit in time was Diora Pharma. They have asked two of their top people, pharmaceutical scientists, to go into one room and come up with a product that they can sell to stop the coronavirus. But the two people they've put in have had massive arguments about what to make.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, no mean feat, this task. Trying to deal with the situation, come up with creative ideas to tackle the spread. I don't have much hope for them.
Yeah, me neither. Here's how the two scientists got on. So this is us for the full day.
Yeah, it is 9:10 now. They are delivering breakfast at 11, lunch at 1:30, and we can come out at 6 if we have a product.
Okay, first things first. Put the food times on the whiteboard, please.
2 hours later.
Okay, stick with me here. Stick with me. Hand sanitizer is in big, big demand. We create our own from soap and water in little pumped bottles and we call it Corona Killer.
We can't just sell soap and water to people and call it Corona Killer. I mean, that would be straight up fraud, no?
Do you have a better idea? Your silence is deafening. Put Corona Killer on the board.
This could be our last day working here if this is all we have.
Moments later.
Branded masks.
Go on.
So not just the little dust masks, but the proper industrial ones that look like they could survive a nuclear attack.
Keep going.
Like, okay, look, no, we could make them attractive looking. For example, you support Liverpool, so we put the logo on it. And then for kids, you have like, I show Peppa Pig and Spider-Man and, oh, Ben 10. Ben 10, yeah.
So this is where we're at. Ben 10 masks to stop the coronavirus and make money for this company. Ben 10.
I'm still putting it on the board.
8 hours later.
Okay. Right. This is the moneymaker. You've heard of the Wu-Tang Clan. Well, please welcome the Wuhan Clan. All the songs we cover are from the Wu-Tang Clan, but we call it the Wuhan Clan because that's where the virus originated, in Wuhan, in China, and we rap about the coronavirus.
I forgot. Are you serious? We are a pharmaceutical company. And sorry, we're going to release a Wu-Tang Clan cover album.
Yeah, we are. Okay, listen to this. This is an example. I've wrote this.
Cash rules, everything around me. Yo. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
The stop COVID-19, we gotta be obscene. Push to be mean, we're gonna save your spleen. Coronavirus, acting the fool. Leaving people sweaty as a pool. If you're in bands, wash your hands. Stay away from skiing fans, cause they is the mans. They be blighting on society, making people scared. Self-isolation, gripping the nation. Nobody leaving their station in case of hospitalization. What do you think?
I think you've just got us sacked, to be perfectly honest.
Do you place much faith in the two scientists at Diora Pharma when one of them decides to release a Wu-Tang Clan album?
I have more faith in maybe in their scientific decisions than in the rapping side of it.
Let's just keep washing our hands, using hand sanitizer and coughing into our elbows, okay? Fionnuala, I bet you're not looking forward to this, are ya?
Country!
Nathan Carter.
No country.
No comment. I've been gagged.
Did you see him on Tommy Tiernan's show, by the way, at the weekend?
I only seen a little bit of him. I need to go back and watch it. Now, don't get me wrong. I think he is probably a nice guy and he can sing. But I feel he still qualifies as enemy of the show.
Enemy of Mr. Dave Duke over Dave's comments on certain lyrics that Nathan had sung in a previous performance. Has been the inspiration for Country or No Country. I took the a little bit with it last week because I had words from Walk the Line, which
that
of
was,
course is a country movie.
That was absolute cheating.
Yeah, I got ripped for that because, you know, people said, look, it's still from a country movie. So we've laid down a law. What we pick and the clue we give can have nothing to do with country in any way, shape or form if you're not going to classify it as a country song.
I want to actually go back and look at the angry texts and messages that we got last Thursday because, let me tell you, there was enough. So there was. Country all bloody day long. It's actually from a country music and country singers. That's a cheat because it's neither then country or modern country. I actually shouted at the radio. If it's not lyrics to any song, it doesn't count. And there was about 200 disagreeing v1 who stood up for you. You got the win on a technicality, but now I test you.
Right, what do you have me?
Tell me this. Is this from a country song or no country? Send an Instagram of the needle hand pointing straight down at your knee. The reefer, the can, and the bulker man, and a skateboard, South 83. Wow, I have never seen you look so pensive and thoughtful in your life. And on World Book Day.
Which, you know, read a book, lads. Join your library.
Nerd.
I'm not, you know, you can't be a brand. Can you be a brand ambassador for libraries? Join your library. Seriously, I'm not even joking. Just on that note.
Just concentrate on one thing.
Okay. Oh, like the way what you said, there's rhyme, there's rhythm in there, or the way you've read it would give a sense of rhythm. There's a rhyme, so. But our country song, like, okay, I know there's new country music coming out. Still, would they be singing about Instagram?
Send an Instagram of the needle hand pointing straight down at your knee. The reefer, the can, and the bulker man, and a skateboard, South 83. Those are your lyrics.
Oh, purely because you said Instagram. I don't think it's a country song. And I'll tell you, because I think they just call it the gram if they're in a country song.
Do you want me to tell you what the votes are looking like so far?
Oh, because you put this up on Instagram. I still haven't looked. Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
68%. Mm-hmm. No country.
All right.
32%. Country. 087-1-102-107. Those are the country or no country lyrics for today. You have 5 minutes to make a decision with yourself. And then we shall get Fionnuala to lock in her answer and see who's laughing today, Fionnuala. Who's laughing today?
Country. So laugh me, mama, laugh away. Or no country.
West Virginia. I really wanted to change the intro music.
No!
But now it's kind of grown on me.
I love it.
Because it's so bad. Today, Fionnuala Corbett, you are the one being tested in country or no country. The lyrics are as follows. Send an Instagram of the needle hand pointing straight down at your knee. The reefer, the can and the bulker man on a skateboard South 83. Before you give your definitive answer, let me read out some people who've got it right without giving it away. People have not left their names, but Texter 88, correct. Texter 93, correct. Also, Alex in the truck, correct. Also, Texter 93, correct. 3-2, incorrect. Georgina, incorrect. Z, incorrect. Now they know, but do you know? Country or no country?
Massively unsure. By virtue of the word Instagram being included, my vote today goes for no country.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Fionnuala Corbett, today's country or no country, in fact, is pause for suspense.
We've done that.
Country.
Damn it!
Send an Instagram off the needle hand, point straight down at your knee. The reefer, the can, not the bulker man, and a skateboard South 83.
I'll give you half a point if you can name who that artist is.
Is that... Oh, God, I don't...
Go on, it's on the tip of your tongue.
Marty Moan?
Marty Moan! Yeah.
I should have known.
Yeah.
I can't make sense of those lyrics.
Marty Moan. Oh. Truck and roll. That is today's country or no country. Roll. Well done to all who got it. Marty Moan with the win. Fionnuala Corbett with the loss.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
We are saying goodbye to Judge Judy as we know it, but not Judge Judy completely.
Yeah, so Judith Scheindlin was chatting to Ellen DeGeneres earlier in the week, and the show as it is, they're not going to make any more new episodes of Judge Judy. They're going to show reruns instead. There is going to be a program called Judy Justice, but the details of that are scant at this stage. So it's all kept under wraps and being kept very excited. Did you watch Judge Judy much?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Now, sure, if you're on the dole or if you're at home for a while at all, of course you're going to come across Judge Judy. And especially in earlier years when you were in school and you come home, there was a good chance you were going to catch some Judge Judy. And she went through people
as
for a shortcut.
SWAT, you know, as a SWAT, personally speaking, from my own experience, there was nothing more terrifying than Judge Judy, because I live in fear of getting into trouble. So I was afraid that Judge Judy would ever end up giving me a dressing down, for example, like this one.
You did that because I don't believe in keeping secrets from my kids.
Yes.
You're a moron. You are a moron. You are an example of why people should have to take tests before they're allowed to have children.
Whoa. I mean, talk about cutting.
Did you ever hear a compilation of Judge Judy just saying what, terrifyingly?
I haven't.
Well, a treat for you today.
What do you want?
What do you want?
Oh, wow. Yeah, look, not a lady you'd like to cross. I would imagine that at least some of it is for the camera's benefit and to add to the showmanship. But still, having a look at her, I wouldn't want to cross her on any given day of the week.
She is one of a select amount of characters, shall we say, in inverted commas, that would terrify the living Jesus out of you. You would not want to be up against Judge Judy. Even meeting her in person. And I'm an admirer of her. I don't think I'd ask her for a selfie.
No.
She is capable. She's probably a lovely person, but she would have the capability of making me into a sweat pool on the floor.
She's also loaded, by the way. She's very well off.
Are you telling me to hit on Judge Judy? There's no, plenty of money there for you, Dave. Work away.
So on that line then, we want to ask you, kind of tying in with Throwback Thursday, because we're going to ask you specifically when you were a kid, were there characters, people you saw on TV, in films, people you read about in books, that scared the living daylights out of you?
Can I throw in one little offshoot as well?
Yeah, yeah.
There was a lot of scary characters in PlayStation games when I was growing up.
Ah, okay.
And not even necessarily games that were 18 plus that you should expect scariness. I mean, sometimes Mickey Mouse Adventures, there were characters that were trying to get him that would scare the living bejesus out of you. Finally, the piece de resistance, Bear in the Big Blue House, used to petrify someone's brother. When he'd smell down the camera, he was convinced that the bear could smell him. So, for example...
Wait a second. What's that smell? No. It's you!
No, it's not. Get away from me, you freak.
That's actually really, really weird. Like, I can see why you'd be like, get away.
The real question is, though, where the hell have Bear in the Big Blue House crisps gone?
Like, sorry, what?
There was Bear in the Big Blue House crisps that came in like a blue packet and they disappeared along with Big Bear.
I mean, I can't say for definite that they didn't exist, but I have never seen sight nor light of these. Were they cheese and onion like?
What kind of flavour? Am I raving now? No, they definitely existed. Just like you said that time that people were wearing slippers in school.
That happened. That did happen.
Apparently, in inverted commas.
In a number of schools, not just mine.
Set up a load of people to ring the show. There was definitely Bear in the Big Blue House crisps.
You've lost me. Although I would happily try them if anyone...
087-1-1027 if they did exist. And if you have a pack, it doesn't matter if they're a few years out of date, I wouldn't mind getting stuck into them. Fionnuala, I'm not going to get through all of these, but my God, there was a lot of love for Bear in the Big Blue House crisps. They did exist. Bear in the Big Blue House crisps were the best. Can't find them anywhere. Have been searching forever. There were absolutely Big Blue House crisps. They were so nice. Also, I'm being told by Shauna that she's seen them in one of those Euro shops a few months ago. I says, please don't give me false hope that they still exist. Otherwise, I will go mad. I promise, I seen them in one of the Euro shops during the summer. I wouldn't joke about something this serious.
I appreciate that. Sorry, my mind has gone blank. Do we have a flavour?
Bacon flavour.
Bacon flavour, sorry.
Bear in the Big Blue House were B-shaped bacon flavour crisps like wheelies. I also wore slippers in school from first to third class to keep the new carpet. Kira in Castlebar. So Kira's backing you up. Yes, slippers were a thing in school. And she's also backing me up that there were Bear in the Big Blue House B-shaped bacon flavoured crisps. Now we need to find them. This is our next project. Do they still exist? Where can we get them? How can we get a lorry load and give them away as prizes on this show?
Because that's the thing, I never like to feel that I've missed out on a treat, and that's the feeling I have at the moment, so I want to try these.
This is our new investigation. It has been launched. Thank you for anyone that has sent on information. If you've seen them in the recent past, please let us know. 087-1-102-107. Our next project on this show begins right now. This week we teamed up with Joyce's Hardware and Home in Headford, Galway. They had a little problem. People were coming into their shop and they're like, oh my God, you don't just do hardware? And they're like, no, says Joyce's Hardware and Home. We do other stuff as well. And they were like, how can we fix this problem? We says, we'll help. Give us a load of prizes from all the different departments. We'll give them away and we'll tell them. We'll tell the people, because this is the people show about Joyce's Hardware and Home, Headford Road, Galway. So they give us shower gem. They give us vouchers for the furniture and lighting department. They give us cordless vacuum cleaner hoovers. They give us jigsaws. They give us more vouchers. They give us a barbecue. And they give us a petrol chainsaw 50cc. And we were giving them all away by asking for your toolish behaviour. We heard stories about teachers who went in to a secondary school thinking it was a primary school looking for a job. We heard from people who went into TK Maxx, seen shoes on the ground, thought they looked nice, put them on. Then the person who left those shoes there said, they're my shoes, can I get them back? We also heard about the Welsh woman who was on an airplane, was very sweaty and hot and asked, how do you open a window on this thing? It wasn't a joke. She genuinely wanted to open a window on an airplane, but she probably forgot that you couldn't. That kind of making a tool of yourself, toolish behaviour. And all we're left with today is a chainsaw that I have here in front of me right now. And I'd like to demonstrate how this chainsaw works for you, Fionnuala Corbett.
Did you clear this with HR?
No, God, no.
For health and safety, even.
Feel the power,
for
Fionnuala.
The love of God, this, Brendan is not going to be happy with this.
This little bit of timber. I'll get rid of this.
Would you mind the desk?
Look at that. You can bring that home. Well, now, one more.
That's coming out of your salary.
I'll turn it off. I'll turn it off. See? The great chainsaw. Great chainsaw. I'll turn it off now. There you go. Right. Do you want that bit of timber for the fire?
I'm grand, thanks. I've enough turf.
There was
to
no
last
need
me.
For that. Like, we've got a big desk in here with all the buttons and everything, and there's a little side piece. I'm like, there's no need for that. Sometimes I hit my knee off it.
Aidan Power to be reading his papers off that.
Well, Aidan Power can read his papers in his own time. That timber, if you want it for the fire this weekend, it's all yours. Anyways, we have a chainsaw to give away today, and we says, no, we don't want toolish behaviour. We want chainsaw impersonations. And before I even said that we're giving away a chainsaw, this is what started happening. We're underway already. Thank you very much, Trevor. Also, Karen in Kildare was the very first on the chainsaw boat.
I mean, I love that you're getting involved. I don't quite understand your motivation. I appreciate your talents. Keep them coming in.
I should say that this chainsaw is for over 18s only and responsible adults, please. But starting right now, chainsaw impersonations, WhatsApp voice note 087 1102 107. Let the games begin. Chainsaw impersonations.
I'm really impressed by these.
Yeah, we're caught between three. There are three top contenders, and it's very difficult to pick a top tier. So this is number one. Listen if you like number one. Contender number two. That is contender number two. And finally, contender number three. Those are our top three at the minute, but we're finding it very difficult to crown the inaugural first ever and probably only ever chainsaw impersonation champion that will represent this show and themselves abroad and internationally. So is it one, two or three? We have to make a decision.
Did you think we'd be facing so much competition for this title?
Not really, no.
No, I thought we'd be lucky to get one.
One, two or three. We'll open it for 4 minutes. Okay. And then we'll close it and we'll see a winner. One, two, or three. You've heard them all. After a voting period of 4 minutes for the inaugural Chainsaw Impersonation Champion, your winner, by the vast majority of votes, went to numero uno. Trevor in Longford shall represent this show. He shall represent iRadio and himself across international waters as the first, the only, the inaugural Chainsaw Impersonation Champion of 2020. Well done, Trevor.
It's not a title that can ever be taken away from you.
Trevor also wins an actual chainsaw. Yay! From Joyce's Hardware in Home, Headford and Galway. We are talking about cool girls, strong, powerful women, today because International Women's Day is on Sunday.
We get to talk to a lot of great women all the time. I mean, most recently, you were over in London to chat to Anne-Marie, who, as we mentioned just a little bit earlier on, is now on the 100 Women Changing Music chart. Towards the end of last year, we were chatting to the amazing Anne Doyle, and I was just fangirling everywhere.
If there is ever a powerhouse of a woman, Anne Doyle is that powerhouse.
Oh, she knows. She's just, you know, she's an intriguing woman. And today, of course, we have Fionnuala J, or Fionnuala Jones, sorry, I should say. She's at Fionnuala J on all social media. And Siobhan McSweeney. But then, as well, we were kind of thinking of, okay, like, the next generation. Who are kids looking up to?
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, paid a visit to Kilross National School in Sligo and asked some of those kids there about the women they admire.
Cuteness overload in 3, 2, 1.
My name is Amy and I'm 8 and my hero is my mum. She's always kind and she looks after my sister and my brother and I love her so much.
My name is Kara Egan. My heroine is Greta Thunberg. She doesn't give up, she doesn't take no for an answer and she campaigns for climate change, which is really important.
My name is Emma and my hero is my granny. She's a kind person and she's a really good baker and she always gave us like a biscuit when we went in and like money for our birthdays and everything.
Hi, my name is Chloe Cole and my hero is Mona McSharry. She's a really good breaststroke swimmer and she won the World Junior Championship. She also competed in Ireland's Fittest Family.
My name is Kate and my hero is Katie Taylor. She's a good boxer and she's won lots of medals.
Fionnuala.
Can you cope with Kate? I mean, can you? Like, oh my gosh.
Never grow up, Kate. Never, ever grow up. I think you want to hear it again, don't you?
And my hero is Katie Taylor. She's a good boxer and she's won lots of medals.
She's so cute.
She's so adorable. And how fitting as well when we get the announcement today that Katie Taylor is going to be in action, taking on Amanda Serrano on the 2nd of May. It's being billed as the biggest women's boxing bout of all time because, of course, Katie Taylor is the undisputed lightweight world champion and Serrano has belts in 7 different weight classes, if you don't mind.
Thank you to everyone at Kilross National School in Sligo for speaking with us and some strong, powerful women on the line there and the future strong, powerful women to come.
We said that we were using today, ahead of International Women's Day, as an excuse to chat to some really interesting women. And first up is a woman by the name of Fionnuala J, Fionnuala Jones. I love this because I'm very happy to get to talk to someone else who goes by the name of Fionnuala. We've a lot to catch up with her about, particularly a new campaign that she is involved with the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. We're going to get to that in a little while. But if you know Fionnuala Jones, you will know that she's quite the Love Island fan. So Fionnuala, I feel we have to ask you for your reaction to the end of Maura and Curtis's relationship.
I mean, not massively surprising, really, is it? It's been a long time coming for me. I'm surprised they lasted as long as they did. So I think there's been a lot of rumours that Maura and Curtis were kind of playing the long game and trying to make the most out of like their life post Love Island, and there seems to be a lot of things that maybe they were kind of pretending for the last little while. But I mean, they'll be fine. Like, they have enough kind of star power, the two of them, on their own. So apparently she's been scouted for Celebco Dating Emily 4, so that'll be really interesting.
And no harm to Curtis now, but seeing Curtis in Ballymahan and County Longford, he looked like a big fish out of water. No harm to Curtis.
I just keep thinking of the photo of him when they went back to visit like the other person's homes and whatever, and there's just that photo of him with the pint of Guinness just beaming, but it also very much has that look on his face where he's like, I feel like I don't belong here. I feel like I've told her we're not in Kansas anymore. Do you know what I mean? So I think you're dead right, to be honest.
So we'll know you. It's at Fionnuala J on Instagram, and you have jumped on the TikTok situation as well. And that has led into something that it's a more serious collaboration than what you've been doing with Love Island, perhaps. But can you tell us what your influential TikToking has led to?
Yes, this has been an amazing project that I've got to work on. So I'm working with the DRCC, the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, and we're putting together this workshop around their new campaign, which is called 100 Consent, which basically is built around the idea that everyone involved in any kind of relationship needs to be into it 100%. Because even if you're 1% unsure, that could lead to massive consequences for one or both of you. So I came together with the DRCC and we were brainstorming things, and they came to me with this idea that why don't we capitalize on TikTok and the huge success that it's having in Ireland. Everywhere is a few people who you may not ever have heard of, and they will have hundreds of thousands of followers on TikTok. And usually, it's a young person's app, and it's where they're definitely seeing the biggest followings and having the biggest influence there. So, as I said, they came to me and they said, why don't we use this app, try and work with people who are using the app and see if we can create some content for the campaign on the app, and so they can inform their viewers and inform their followers of what 100% is, what the DRCC does, and just explain how nuanced the topic of consent is, because it's not black and white. And it's a conversation that we're going to continue to have for many years to come. And it's a conversation that is so important among that age demographic that is so prevalent on TikTok at the minute.
It's hashtag 100consent. People obviously can just search that on TikTok.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to run through the basis of consent. If everyone wants to, as you said, look at the hashtag 100consent, you'll see everything that we're doing today and all the content we're creating and how we're delivering that message to the people. I'm just so happy to be a part of it.
Delighted. And before we let you go, because we do speak to you ahead of International Women's Day, could you give us an idea of some of the women who've made a big difference in your life?
Oh, my mom. I don't even have to think about that. Calista Jones, big shout out to her. I did a piece actually, and it's coming up on Rogue Collective. It's the new Irish women's collective for media and writing, and they asked us to contribute an essay on a woman that inspire them. So I did mine on my mom, because the other day she drove up from Cork to Dublin with my new tax disc, right, on Pancake Tuesday. My tax disc, two dinners and a jug of pancake mix for my dad for Pancake Tuesday, and then drove back to Cork. Like, how could you not be inspired by that woman?
And how could you not say, when you asked that question, your mother, like, you had to.
Oh, exactly. I would have had a phone call after this, I'd say.
It has been a joy to speak to another Fionnuala. So Fionnuala J, thank you. And I'm sure we'll be continue to be entertained by you for a long time to come.
Thanks a million, guys. Cheers.
The wonderfully hilarious Fionnuala J. You're a big fan as well. Spells the name the same way. So a little bit of fangirling going on.
Just a little bit, but yeah, I was being a bit greedy. I said, I saw the campaign that she talked about coming in, and I said, you know what, it would be a great reason to chat to her to find out more about that and about what she does herself. It's at Fionnuala J, J-A-Y, across all forms of social media. I love the way I spelled out J-A-Y and not the Fionnuala part. F-I-O-N-N-U-A-L-A. If I could shout that from the rooftops, I would.
Yeah, from experience, that's probably the more difficult part, and I'm glad that we got there. And if you're looking for the campaign, the hashtag that you need to search is 100consent. So 100consent. But since International Women's Day is on Sunday, we thought it would be a good excuse to speak to some of our favourite people, like Fionnuala J, who spells Fionnuala the same way, and this particular lady.
Yes, Siobhan McSweeney, you will know her most likely as Derry Girls' Sister Michael. She has done a lot of work before and since Derry Girls. And tomorrow, she's going to be in on Thaivyark in Galway. It's part of Galway 2020 European Capital of Culture, their Wild Atlantic Women programme. She's going to be having a chat with the real-life Derry girl, Susan McKay, who's also an author and journalist. So we said, we're going to use this as our excuse to catch up with Siobhan.
And we welcomed the clergy to the show, and we said it was the first nun, fictional or otherwise, that we had on the show. And I think Sister Michael, aka Siobhan McSweeney, enjoyed that fact.
Hello, how are you?
We're really good, and we're very happy to be chatting to you, because I think if I had to describe you in one word from what I've seen and read about you, it is entertaining. You always come across as entertaining. I follow you on Twitter, and you always have something very interesting to say. And on that note, what will yourself and Susan McKay be chatting about on Saturday?
Well, that sounds like a very coded school report, doesn't it? Siobhan McSweeney is very entertaining. She'd be doing a lot better if she was less entertaining and studied a bit more of her times table. I am delighted and really, really excited to meet Susan McKay, who's an actual Derry girl and a fantastic writer and journalist. We're going to chat about everything, really. We're going to have a chat. I mean, in fairness, when I heard about it first, I presumed that it was me going to interview Susan, because she's far more interesting than me. She set up the Rape Crisis Centre in Northern Ireland. She is a fantastic author, really, really interesting about her hometown and the community she comes from in Northern Ireland. I suppose what we were talking about is the, well, we can't get away really from Derry Girls. We'll be talking a bit about that. We'll be talking about the fact that I actually have a decade of work prior to that. I didn't come out of the egg wearing the habit, and talking about a few other things that I've done prior and since Derry Girls. And we're going to be talking about the North, really, and the exciting times that we are living in. That should take about 5 minutes anyway, and then after that, God knows what'll happen. Go to the pub.
Questions from the floor, and hopefully they just keep coming. We'll take them like that. As a proud Cork woman, did you have much experience? Had you been in Derry much before Derry Girls, and how have you taken to it?
I hadn't. No, that's not true. My father was obsessed with Donegal. So while the rest of my schoolmates were going to foreign climes, we used to make the drive up to Donegal a few times on our summer holidays. So we ended up going to Derry a few times then when I was quite small. But much to my shame, and I imagine quite like a few people, I hadn't been in Northern Ireland really until I started working there. I certainly hadn't been in Derry since I was a child, no. And I absolutely adore it up there. Really, really, really love it. It's a great place.
Yeah, I was only there for the first time last summer, was it? A little bit before last summer. And I feel like I've been an unofficial ambassador for it ever since, particularly for the Derry City food tour that you can do. I mean, my God, it really was. I just feel everyone needs to know how much you get fed on it, how much interesting things you hear. And it's just, I didn't need to eat for about another day.
Oh, I know. I adore going up there and just getting fatter and fatter and fatter. It's a wonderful thing to do.
More of the 24-hour McDonald's in Derry after coming home from a gig kind of man, rather than the food tour. But I've heard so much.
But talking of which, like, there's such a great music scene in Derry now. I mean, Soak is the latest fantastic child of the city, who's absolutely wonderful. The city has such a great arts, music and culture background. Yeah, so many gigs. I've fallen out of many gigs there myself. Yeah.
And hopefully not getting papped now. The difference from between Derry Girls and then becoming Sister Michael, have you had to reserve yourself a little bit more? Have you had to make any changes in your life? Be careful what gigs you're falling out of and into a taxi. Has anything changed in that respect?
No, I'm still falling out of places, and I still have every intention of falling out of places. People, if they do recognise me, people are usually really wonderful, and it's also positive. It's really, really warm, especially in Derry. You're just part of the family there, and that's a very, very lovely thing. In general, I mean, I haven't changed my life at all. I would never change things because of that. I think people in this day and age understand how to be respectful, and also understand the difference between a character you play and somebody running to the shops to grab a pint of milk. There are very few people that would be disrespectful. I'm lucky, really. I'm lucky that the character is so well liked. I can't. If the character was not well liked, I don't know if it would be a different experience. But I'm a working actress. This is one of many roles I've played, and hopefully, although it's been quite it is a wonderful thing to play her. It's you know, people understand that you're doing a job as well, or at least I hope they do.
And we chat to you, and the event that you're going to be taking part in Galway 2020 ties in ahead of International Women's Day, which is Sunday. And I think the theme is Wild Atlantic Women, which sounds very interesting. Who are the women who've made the biggest difference to your life?
Ah, that's a really good question. The biggest difference to my life. I mean, it's a cliche, and it's probably an obvious answer, but it's both of those things because they're true. I would say my mother. Mary O'Neill, who passed away 15 years ago, she definitely, as much in her death as in her life, has influenced me. She was the woman who reared me, who brought me up to be interested in the things that I speak about now. She taught me about trying to hold on to integrity and not compromising, but not being a fool either. And she was very insistent on being a woman and speaking up and being independent, if those things make sense. So I have to doff my cap to Mary O'Neill there. She's certainly been responsible for this loudmouth.
Well, I think most of us are very, very thankful for that we're getting to hear what you have to say.
Maybe we finish with the stereotypical cliche question, what is next for Siobhan McSweeney? What is in the pipeline? Or what can you tell us is in the pipeline? It's like, oh, I've got a big project, but I can tell you nothing. Feck off, you're getting nothing from me.
I know, don't you hate that? Yeah, well, I'll be very honest with you. The next in the pipeline for me is a big pile of washing I'm looking at right now. That will be the next thing. And then going out for a bit of lunch. I am attempting to write at the moment, and of course we're later on in the year we'll be going back into season 3, and there, unfortunately, I have to pull the whole, there are a few things that I can't really talk about, but I'm kept busy and kept out of mischief, perhaps not as much as I should, but I'm sure that'll change.
Can we run with the exclusive and the clickbaity headline, what's next for Siobhan McSweeney, and then it's just she's going doing her washing and leave it at that?
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Go on.
This is the way things should work. It shouldn't be taken something out of context. Ask for permission for a clickbaity headline, and if you get it, run with it.
That's it. I mean, like you're unique within your profession there, I understand. So then
we'll just DM if there's anything we want to write about you. You know, is there anything mundane you can give us today that we can write clickbaity headlines, and we'll work it from that.
Listen, I think that should be the new thing. Just sort of a exclusive. We can confirm that the freezer is about to be defrosted in Siobhan's flat right now. Yeah,
this might take 2 to 3 days. Please stay tuned for updates.
Yes, she has been spotted hovering around the cleaning aisle in the local supermarket. Suspicions are. Yeah.
What will she buy next? Oh, I love it. Siobhan, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Wish you all the luck in future. And thank you for your time and your wit and everything else as well that you brought.
Thank you so much. It's really sound. Thank you. Weekdays from 2:50.